What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Halloween at Disney and kind of feeling that it's a little bit early to be doing Halloween stuff in the middle of August because the Halloween party started last Friday. So they're now underway over at the Walt Disney World. Main Street USA is all done up in the pumpkins. You've got all the merchandise out there. It's all of it. All the merchandise is up on shopdisney.com. I think over in California, it doesn't start till September, but so many comments from people were just going, it's August, it's the middle of August. I mean, for example, here for us in the UK, we are still in the kids' holidays. The kids don't go back for a couple more weeks. Like, the concept of Halloween and fall, it's like we're still in the middle of our summer holidays. It just feels way too early to be doing Halloween stuff already.
It does. I have to agree on principle with that. You know, Halloween is October, and it really shouldn't start until October. I can understand starting in September for Disney because they have the party and stuff, but it really should be an October thing. Similarly, here in the States, Thanksgiving should be November, and Christmas should be December, and you have the same kind of reaction when as soon as the Halloween stuff is gone, you instantly have the Christmas stuff because Thanksgiving doesn't really have stuff other than lots of food. With that in mind, I do want to point out, which I'm sure a lot of people are already aware of, they've been doing it in August since at least 2017, if not earlier. So this isn't exactly a new thing. And the fact that it was this year rather than last year or 2017 or any other year that they've done it in August where people are like, Halloween isn't in our... I'm just kind of like, but this isn't... New.
Yeah, I think there's that difference of it being like the 31st of August, and then there's like the teens, like 16, 17th. That's like you're in the middle of the summer. I mean, I know even one of my staff, she said, one of my friends has gone out to Disney and they've sent me pictures and saying, why is everything done up in Halloween? You know, like the people are, you know, you've probably got a lot of holiday makers there now going, well, why are you putting up all the Halloween stuff now? It's all I get September. I understand why they've done it because they've managed to get another 2 weeks of ticket sales for the Halloween party in their Magic Kingdom. And I can understand having the merchandise out and stuff on shelves, but it's like all the Halloween costumes and stuff have been doing lots of articles. I mean, let's be honest, I know the Christmas puddings and Christmas selection boxes are coming into the supermarket probably next week. Because they normally do, but it just feels like I was seeing a lot of comments on social media about people kind of taking the mick out of it a bit, kind of like thing of like it's just too early.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's not really Halloween's fault. It's not really Disney's fault. I mean, they certainly perpetuate it, but they're hardly the only company that's starting Halloween in August. Heck, I think if you've even seen the. I know the Halloween candy has been out at my grocery store since at least 2 weeks ago, which is when I noticed it, possibly longer. The real problem, and not that there's a solution to it, but the real problem is there's no summer holiday that really kind of matches Halloween and Christmas in this festive spirit. Obviously, here in the States, we've got July 4th, Disney, Euro Disney, of course, has Bastille Day in Paris. I don't know if they do anything for that or not.
Yeah.
But... you know, we don't have that holiday. We don't have anything, even though the kids are out of school, you know, they've got their summer break. There is no thing that kind of ties everything together. I know in Disney, they're going to try and start doing the Star Wars nights over in Hollywood Studio, which will be the same kind of thing, except Star Wars themed and not necessarily set to a time period. They are going to set it to a time period, but it's not bound by our cultural expectations or whatever. And you can't just make up a holiday, obviously. You can't just go, all right, July 21st is now Bloop Day, and we will have Bloop Day celebrations for the next 4 weeks and so on. So you can't really do that. So it's not something Disney can do anything about, but at the same time, I can also totally understand why people are like, no, we don't want the Halloween to start this early. One other point, though. If I was down in Disney around this time, I wouldn't because it's way too hot at this time of year. But let's say I was. I would totally go to the Halloween party, not because it's a Halloween party, but just because, you know, that exclusive ticket sales make the park so much nicer once everyone else filters out. And I think that, you know, if this backlash or this snark continues, we might see something from Disney that's not necessarily holiday related, but something more like the Star Wars Nights, where they kind of try to mimic this with something else. Maybe they'll make it a Pixar themed something or other, or heck, they might even just move Star Wars, or once, you know, Star Wars opens up in Hollywood Studios and Disneyland, they might have something else to pull people to other parks, because you kind of can't pack that many people in Hollywood Studios, and it's going to be very packed for a while.
Yeah, especially I think the thing is for me is like, it's really going to come down to ticket sales. Are those Halloween nights in August going to sell? Are they going to sell enough to do it? That's basically going to be the key point. If they feel like they're a bit soft, then they might push it back a bit and go, it's not ready. But they're probably looking at it from the point of view, they're putting up all the decorations and stuff anyway. They do it a few weeks early, they get some more money from it. And it's really come down to that pure thing. I mean, I watched a parade and stuff the other night, and Boo to You got stuck in my head again. But, you know, then they've added some bits and pieces to it. But it was just one of those weird things of, I mean, I was watching a podcast the other day, and they were talking about, you know, well, okay, well, now it's fall, we can put up things like, I will admit, the weather's starting to turn a little bit. But I think maybe for us, we're still in summer mode. And it was like, Halloween is 2.5 months away. And it just felt like very, very early to be sort of having so much Halloween content coming from Disney this week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's only going to get worse over time. You know, if they did indeed move it up a couple of weeks, then you can fully expect that in the coming years, they're going to move it up even more, or they're going to add something else on, like the Star Wars Nights.
You're going to have July 4th, and then the follow-up July 5th, they can put the Halloween stuff.
I mean, I'm kind of amazed that they don't have May the 4th and May the 6th or May the 5th, whichever you prefer, celebrations already. I mean, I know they kind of token nod to it. You know, they've got pins and stuff that come out, but they haven't made, like, an actual...
Yeah, well, they had that Galactic Nights when I was down there in May, and, I mean, it was pretty packed, and was, I wasn't paying to go in there because I wasn't paying $125 or whatever it was to go in there and do that, because, it'd be honest, if it was for me only, the rest of the group wouldn't have had any interest in it, and it was quite overexpensive for what it was. But, yeah, you would have expected, like, the Galactic Nights to fall on that one there. But, yeah, they just need... It just felt like, you know, there was a lot of little comments and stuff. I mean, I know, like, I mean, Halloween, they do bits and pieces at Disneyland and Disneyland Paris. But Walt Disney World was a full-on just, like, having pumpkins on the castle in the middle of August just seemed a little bit pushing it.
It does. And you know, like you said, it's going to come up to the consumers. And I suspect that there are a lot of annual pass holders who have that same mentality that I do. They don't really care that it's a Halloween event. They only care that there's less people in the parks during it. Sure, you get some free candy, which is always a nice perk, but free in quotes, you're paying a lot to get in there. But yeah, I mean, to take advantage of having less people in the park, shorter wait times, being able to do pretty much any ride you want, plus there's additional things going on. I know when I did the Halloween party, when we got off of the Haunted Mansion, there were two people doing kind of a stand-up routine in the cemetery, right? Yeah. You know, as you're exiting, and that was pretty cool. You don't see that at other times of year. And if you're in Disneyland, of course, some of the rides have been changed. It's a Small World being one of them, Haunted Mansion being another.
Splash Mountain, I think they did this year. I think they turned like all the lights off and put some music on or something.
I think I heard, and it's honestly probably an improvement for Splash Mountain. I mean, not that Splash Mountain's a bad ride. I actually do enjoy it, but it's also a ride that hasn't been updated in a long time, so it'd be kind of nice to do it in a different, I was going to say light, but in this case, not light, I don't know. So that would be fun.
Yeah, it's a bit odd, but yeah, let us know in the comments below or through social media, what do you guys think? Is Disney go a little, pushed the boundary a little bit of going a bit too early for their Halloween celebrations over in Walt Disney World and all the merchandise and all the bits and pieces? Love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe on all the different audio and video platforms. James, where can they find you?
I'm at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. Boo to you.
Boo to you.